To photo ID or not to photo ID when voting? That is the question before Hobbs City residents in a special election set for Tuesday, December 9th. On the ballot is a single issue, a proposed charter amendment requiring a voter to show photo identification at a polling place before being allowed to cast a ballot in any municipal election in Hobbs. This special balloting is being held because of a petition submitted to the city clerk by a group called Citizens Coalition. Robert Wright is a spokesperson for the group, which claims it's dedicated to preserving something vital to the health of our society and government, a vote on which we can believe in. Wright calls this a classic grassroots effort.
What you're seeing here is actually a big expression of the power of the people to control their own political destiny. It is our hope that when it passes here, it may be, it will be the tipping point that we'll put it on through our legislature and we will have it at a statewide level.
Wright believes that requiring photo ID protects the integrity of the vote.
The idea of photo voter ID is so simple, such a no-brainer, that most people actually are surprised when they recognize that they're not required.
Opposing this proposed charter amendment is a group led by Joe Cotton, president of the local NAACP, who says this election is simply a waste of taxpayer time and money.
We don't have a problem in Hobbs with voter fraud. So if we don't have a problem, why are we creating a problem?
Cotton says voter turnout already is low, and requiring photo ID could be a stumbling block that could keep valid voters away from the polls. Voting will be held Tuesday the 9th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., according to City Clerk Jan Fletcher.
There'll be two voting convenience center locations available for anyone to cast their ballot at the Teen Center at 620 West Alto, and also here at the City Hall Annex. And that's at 200 East Broadway.
Fletcher says her office has seen more people registering to vote in the past weeks leading up to the election.
We have 16,469 eligible voters for this special municipal election.
Residents who aren't sure if they're eligible and registered to vote should visit the clerk's office at City Hall or call 397-9200. Information also is available online at HobbsNM.org. Only residents who live within city limits can cast a ballot for or against this issue. And for this time at least, no photo ID is required. Got the sniffles? How do you know if you've got a cold or the flu? Dr. Valerie Lenardi, Chief Medical Officer for the Centennial Healthcare Program in New Mexico, says learning the difference can save you precious hours and dollars.
This time of year, people present with both the flu or influenza or what we call ILI, influenza-like illness. And most of that is not the flu, and it's due to things like rhinovirus or a parainfluenza virus or adenovirus.
Dr. Lenardi says the difference is how sick you are and for how long. The trick is accurately describing to your doctor your symptoms and their intensity. To help keep from getting sick or sicker, Dr. Lenardi strongly urges everyone to get a flu shot. A free flu shot clinic will be held this Saturday morning at the Lee County Public Health Office, 1923 North Del Paso, or you can contact your health care provider to schedule a flu shot. I'm Dawn Morgan. You're up to date with Kix 103 News.